Ladies and gentlemen,
the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions.
Here we have another episode of What If, and I am one of your hosts, Boy.
And I'm one of your other hosts, Big Country.
And today we're going to dive into one of the most controversial events in American history, the assassination of Malcolm X. Strap in, folks, because we're about to explore some alternate narratives that just might change your perspective and, of course, leave you asking the question, what if?
That's right, boy. Malcolm X's assassination on February 21st, 1965, absolutely shocked the world. But what if there's more to the story that meets the eye? Let's start by delving into some of Malcolm X's early life. Born Malcolm Little on May 19, 1925 in Omaha, Nebraska, he was exposed to racism and violence from a young age. His father's activism in the UNIA led to threats from white supremacists and eventually resulting in his father's murder, a trauma that would shape Malcolm's worldview forever.
That's right. Malcolm's childhood experiences are what fueled his transformation into one of the most influential civil rights leaders of the 20th century. Malcolm changed his last name to the mathematical variable X to represent the unknown of his true lost tribal name from his African descent. But what if his assassination wasn't just a result of the Nation of Islam's internal strife, as commonly believed? Some alternative theories suggest that Malcolm's assassination was orchestrated by entities outside of the Nation of Islam. Credible evidence points to possible involvement of government agencies, disgruntled members of the nation, and or even rival organizations.
Now let's not forget the mysterious circumstances surrounding the assassination itself. Eyewitness accounts conflict, and discrepancies in the official investigation have raised a lot of eyebrows.
I believe you were the only press man in the auditorium when Malcolm X was shot.
Yes, that's correct. I went as an individual.
Is that how you happened to get in?
Well, today's my day off, and as a reporter, I'm naturally interested in current events. I can't give you an accurate number, you know, because I just wasn't that observant. But I would say I heard at least eight shots fired.
And they burned his house, and Comares heard from a rumor that he said he didn't want no protection. But I think that the man should have had protection. I think so. Definitely in the, if not by New York Police Department.
Do you think the black Muslims are responsible?
I wouldn't put it on the black Muslim, and I say this here that I don't know whom did it. This is nearly as bad as when they assassinate the President of the United States.
Right, Big Country. Rumors have circulated for decades that the FBI and the CIA had a hand in Malcolm's death due to his increasing influence and radical views. And then there's a question of who actually pulled the trigger. While three members of the Nation of Islam were convicted of Malcolm's murder, some believe that they were merely pawns in a larger conspiracy.
Yeah, indeed, actually. And considering Malcolm's evolving ideology and his willingness to speak out against oppression on a worldwide scale, it's not far-fetched to imagine powerful forces wanting to silence him. Let's dive into some of the interesting factors that have led us to ask the question, what if? COINTELPRO. The FBI's counterintelligence program, COINTELPRO, was known to surveil and disrupt the activities of civil rights leaders and organizations during the 1960s, not just limited to Malcolm X, but of course, Martin Luther King. Malcolm X was a prominent figure in the civil rights movement, and his speeches advocating for black empowerment and denouncing systemic racism likely drew attention from federal authorities. There is documented evidence that Malcolm X was under surveillance by both the FBI and the NYPD in the years leading up to his assassination. This surveillance... surveillance included wiretaps, informants, and infiltration of his personal organization.
All right, informants and provocateurs. Some historians and researchers have suggested that government informers or provocateurs may have played a role in fostering divisions within the Nation of Islam and enticing violence against Malcolm X. These tactics were consistent with COINTELPRO's strategies to disrupt and discredit black nationalist movements. What if there was a failure to prevent the assassination despite the extensive surveillance of Malcolm X and his organization? There were apparent lapses in security at the Abudan Ballroom only on the day of his assassination. Critics argue that the failure to prevent his murder raises questions about possible complicity or negligence on the part of law enforcement agencies.
That's right, conflicting narratives. Eyewitness testimonies and inconsistencies in the official... Conflicting narratives. Eyewitness testimonies and inconsistencies in the official investigation into Malcolm X's assassination have led some to question the credibility of the conclusions reached by law enforcement authorities. The identities of potential accomplices or masterminds behind the assassination remain murky, fueling speculation about broader conspiracies. The number of shooters. While Talmadge Hayer, or Thomas Hagen, confessed to his involvement in the assassination and implicated two other men from the Nation of Islam, there are conflicting accounts from eyewitnesses regarding the number of shooters. Some witnesses have claimed to have seen more than three gunmen, suggesting the possibility of additional assailants.
Apparently two men approached the speaker's rostrum and discharged shots at him from apparently very close range.
How many shots were there? Lapses in security at the Audubon Ballroom on the day of the assassination, despite previous threats against Malcolm X's life and his status as a high-profile target. Security measures were inadequate, and this led to questions about whether the lack of proper security was deliberate or if there was negligence on the part of law enforcement. The response of law enforcement agencies to the assassination has also raised suspicions. Critics argue that investigation was marred by irregularities, including the mishandling of evidence and the failure to thoroughly pursue some leads. Some have suggested that law enforcement may have been more focused on discrediting Malcolm X and his movement rather than uncovering the truth behind his murder.
Hey hooligans, I'm Alex Jones, and I'm here to tell you about an exclusive offer for a powerful health product, Youngevity. Supercharge your mind, body, and spirit with this special offer. By selecting this offer, you will receive a free book from noticebooks.org. So click the link in the episode description to receive 35% off this bundled package and take back your health from the globalist elites. They're turning the frickin' frogs gay.
That's right. While these points contribute to suspicions of government involvement, it's essential to note that no conclusive evidence definitively proves such allegations, but we must ask why all the inconsistencies. What if there is direct evidence to suggest, at the very least, the government knew the assassination was going to take place, and a shadowy backroom handshake between the Nation of Islam and the FBI took place? The true extent of any government role in Malcolm X's assassination remains a subject of debate among historians and researchers up until today.
They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves.
What if the Nation of Islam was involved in Malcolm X's assassination? Well, in fact, they were. Three members of the Nation of Islam, Talmage Hayer, also known as Thomas Hagen, Norman Butler, also known as Muhammad Abdul Aziz, and Thomas Johnson, also known as Khalil Islam, were convicted of Malcolm X's murder in 1966.
That's right. Talmage Hayer confessed to his involvement in the assassination and provided detailed testimony implicating the other two men. Norman 3X Butler and Thomas 15X Johnson were also identified by eyewitnesses at the scene of the crime. But what if the murder was ordered by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad due to Malcolm's knowledge of Elijah's multiple bastard children?
And I had stated in a newspaper article about an effort to take my life back in January, and at that time the Muslims denied it.
Why are they threatening your life?
Well, primarily because they're afraid that I will tell the real reason that they've been, that I'm out of the Black Muslim movement, which I never told. I kept to myself. But the real reason is that Elijah Muhammad, the head of the movement, is the father of 8 children by 6 different teenage girls. 6 different teenage girls who were his private personal secretary. The one who first made me aware of this was Wallace Muhammad, Mr. Muhammad's son. And it was their fear that if I remained in the Black Muslim movement and this came into the knowledge of his followers, that they would leave him and follow me. A plan immediately was set in motion to take me down, put me out. And the statement that I made about Kennedy was used as a pretext to take me down.
Did you get out of the... What will you take to protect yourself from this threat?
I take no steps. I have a rifle. If anybody comes to my house without a good reason, I intend to try and use it. And that's all.
Shortly before Malcolm's assassination, Malcolm had turned a new leaf, so to speak, after his journey to Mecca. He began separating himself from the Nation of Islam as his affiliation with Elijah Muhammad became a point of contention. The speculation and debate over whether the assassination was solely the result of internal strife within the Nation of Islam or if there were external forces involved.
That's right. So hooligans, we're left with the ultimate question. What if Malcolm X's assassination wasn't a simple case of internal conflict with the Nation? Or what if there were more to the story, a web of intrigue and betrayal stretching far beyond Harlem's Audubon Ballroom? But if Malcolm X was assassinated in two-part coup, primary suspects, the Nation of Islam and the CIA?
That's right. Join us next time, hooligans, as we continue to unravel history's mysteries and challenge conventional narratives. I have been one of your hosts, Big Country.
And I have been the other host, Boy.
And until we meet again, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep asking, what if?
Get scared Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him.
Yes, sir.
This is American justice.
Yes, sir. That's right.
This is American democracy.
Yes, sir.
And those of you who are familiar with it,
yes,
know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that a democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and a secret proceeding. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions.